It's Friday, and it's time for Let's Eat with me, Chef Nick. Join us from 3 to 4 for an hour of food, drink, and a little information. Call in and have a chance to win a gift card. Call 769-9577. Thanks for tuning in to Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM.
Woo! We got through a week, didn't we, Sharon?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, you know what? Wait a minute. Raven made me a beautiful drink. It has a little bit of vodka, some lemon, pop, I think, or lemonade in
it.
A little zest of lemon in there. And the stuff they make at 18th Street Brewery is really smooth. This vodka, I can't even taste it.
You can't even feel it yet either, can you?
Oh, I'm starting to. It's fine. just wait a few more minutes. So we want to welcome everyone out there in mm-hmm. Radioland to 89.1 FM, Lakeshore Public Radio. And you're tuned in right now to Let's Eat with Sharon Jackson, the producer and my co-host, and I am Chef Nick. And we're here with 18th Street Brewery, and we're going to be sampling things, some beers, some spirits, talk about their menu, some new ventures that they're doing that's actually starting today down in Indianapolis. But before we do that, what's going on in the community out there?
You know, always things at the Dunes. Hold on a second. It still has to load. I have, always things going on at the Dunes. And they're starting their drop-in volunteering program again, where you have an opportunity to go to the Dunes and get into some of their stewardship programs, and there is no obligation to you. But there's different kinds of opportunities that they have there. For volunteering. And I believe they supply you with everything that you're going to need to do the job. You can kind of, you know, they have a couple different jobs available. That
you know, Sharon, you were saying volunteering.
Yeah, drop-in volunteering.
You know what? There's things in the high schools that the kids have to do volunteer work to get credits.
Yes.
So listeners out there, if you have a kid in high school, I'm not sure if they're going to honor it. But maybe you can check into that, and that's some way they can get their voluntary credits. They got to get, I think, 40, something like that.
Yes.
Yeah, so that's one way of getting credit. And getting sun, and getting some hot dogs.
And getting nature.
And if you're a guy, you got a good view out there at the beach.
Well, if you're there in the summer.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, it would be cool. We didn't have to do that when I was in high school.
No, we didn't either. Now they have to volunteer, and they got to do some volunteer work. That's so that might be a good opportunity for the people out there.
It's like a good citizenship education experience.
Yeah. Yes. So we got the 18th Street Brewery in, and we want you, the listeners, to call in 769-9577, 769-9577. Give us a call. We got Lorraine here, and we got Raven, and they got gift cards. They got hats. So we got to get there somehow. How are we going to get there today?
Yeah, we're going to walk out here.
Okay. Yeah, you know, it's a beautiful day out. It's beautiful outside.
It really is, and it's just going to keep getting better. Can you believe today is the 31st?
The 31st.
Friday the 31st?
Actually, jeez. Man, what train did you rent?
Special vehicle.
You got a special vehicle, huh? We're first going to go to Gary. And we're going to probably get Lorraine. I'm not even sure if Lorraine's out of Gary or Hammond, but we're going to get her from Gary. And then we're going to Hammond operation, and we're going to get Raven. And we're going to pick them up, and we're going to bring them back to the studio.
Perfect.
So I got one. You know, it's one of those mailbag things, like in the old day, you just pick up Lorraine off the hook. I got Lorraine.
There you go.
And I got Lorraine, and now I got Raven off that mail hook. They're in the cart with us. You want to shovel in some more coal? There we go. Are we here at the the Lakeshore Radio train stop, aren't we?
Yeah.
Nice and smooth. Oh, who paved it here? This is all paved and marked really nice.
Look at that.
So, anyways.
So we don't want to keep going, do we?
No,
we're done. Yeah, we're done.
I think they're done being.
I'm going to stop here.
They're ready to come into the studio and drink with us.
Exactly.
Okay.
Who could blame them?
So we got Raven and we got Lorraine from 18th Street. We should say probably Spirits in Brewery.
Yes.
Am I right? Distillery.
18th Street Distillery and 18th Street Brewery.
And we want you to call in 769-9577 and get a gift card from the 18th Street Distillery and Brewery. And in the studios today, and, you know, we're all busy. It's a Friday, and these girls are busy. We got Lorraine, and we got Raven. How you guys doing? Or girls doing?
We're doing great.
Doing well, thank you.
Well, Raven was here for our Christmas party.
It was awesome.
Let It Snow holiday show here.
It was great.
Yeah, I know. It was a good time, wasn't it?
And she made my day that day.
She did make
it. She made my day.
Yeah, she made my drink, too. But we got Lorraine. She's the bartender, head bartender?
I am a bartender.
You're a bartender. And what operation are you at?
The Hammond location.
The Hammond location. So yeah. I was kind of right on that, wasn't I? So why don't you give us a little background about yourself?
So I've been with 18th Street for about 3 years now. Been in the distillery for about a year. And just there mixing drinks, you know, enjoying the whole corporation has grown so much since I started there. You know, we're just brewing, and then the kitchen's gotten so much better, and now we're doing spirits.
Now, the brewery's in the distillery's only been, how long has the whole operation from the conception been? It hasn't been that long.
Yeah, so the brewery started 6 years ago. We just had the 6 year anniversary back in December. So it was actually I think we talked about it when we were here for the Christmas party. It was right before, I think our anniversary party was the next day, maybe.
Okay.
But yeah, it was great. We throw a hell of a party.
Well, you guys have grown like leaps and bounds.
Yeah.
I mean, it's amazing how much you guys have grown in like 6 years. A lot of people wish they've gotten this large in 6 years. Raven, give us a little background, but just kind of brush us up about yourself.
So I've been with 18th Street for about 3 years now. Same kind of similar to Lorraine. So I was actually hired to be Drew Fox, the owner's personal assistant. So I had never been a personal assistant. I didn't know anything about it. So I bought a bunch of books on how to be a personal assistant.
That's cool.
Isn't it just like how to make coffee or something like that? No?
Pretty much. Okay. How to make coffee and how to make a schedule.
You didn't Google it? You didn't just Google it?
No. So I got a bunch of books on it, and I was totally ready to do the job. And then as soon as I started working at 18th Street, he was like, you know what? I'm going to train you all over the board. He goes, I want you to be able to do everything in this building. I was like, okay. So I bartended, I waited tables, I spent a few days in like packaging, learning how to package our beers, and then it eventually turned into, I want you to know how to open a business. Mm-hmm. I want you to know how to get permits, do taxes, all that stuff. And
well,
then
that's worth its weight in gold. That education and experience. That's amazing.
definitely. It was
that'll
a lot.
Carry you far in the future, too.
That's like having a business degree or something.
So from there, we were kind of just hanging out normally as coworkers, and it came to the point where he was like, you know what? We kind of have a similar palate. Mm-hmm. Like, I noticed that your favorite whiskey is my favorite whiskey. Mm-hmm. Your favorite gin is my favorite gin. So he was like, have you ever thought of distilling? And I was like, no, never. And he goes, we're going to learn.
So that was something you guys learned how to distill yourselves.
Yeah.
You didn't bring in somebody to train you, a mentor or anything like that?
Like
a consultant or something like that?
Yeah, our friends at Journeyman down in Michigan helped us out at the very beginning. So we had the opportunity to learn a little bit from them. We got these 26-gallon stills, and we had them upstairs, and Drew and I got a bunch of books, and we kind of just taught ourselves doing that, too. I feel like the best way to do it is hands-on, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So.
Lorraine, have you ever done any other occupations except for bartending?
Well, actually, yes.
Ooh, okay.
I am
good.
In my internship for being a funeral director. Take my state test next month sometime.
Oh, so that's what you want to be?
So be a funeral director. And
are you going to continue being a bartender too?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Okay. I like that. They both kind of outweigh themselves. Uh-huh. You know, I'm at work all day not talking to anybody, and then I get to come to the bar in the evening and fix people's drinks. So.
That sounds really good.
It goes hand in hand.
So Drew's the founder.
Yes.
Okay, and what gave him the idea to start making alcohol? Beer.
Beer?
I mean, other than doing it in his bathtub.
So the beer thing, he had a relationship with Pipeworks out of Chicago. So he worked there and, you know, had the idea and saw the need. You know, back then, 6 years ago, breweries, there was...
I know, millions of them.
Yeah. So it was kind of just like the opportune moment. He did a Kickstarter. We actually have a lot of people that helped us get started. We call them our LOE members. So we owe the success of 18th Street to a lot of kind of helping hands out there. It was literally the Kickstarter.com where you can do like a fundraiser. So that's how 18th Street got started. It's really cool.
Have you ever had any other Have you ever had any other occupations?
Yeah. So I worked for a small brewery in Crown Point before. So that kind of got me into the alcohol business, and I learned a lot about beer there. Just kind of basic stuff and, you know, the basics of good service. Mm-hmm. So I feel like that's kind of what got me into 18th Street, is that I knew a little bit about a lot of the different aspects, not just beer, also, you know, how to talk to customers, customer service, that kind of
thing. So what is your title?
Distiller.
Like master distiller?
I don't know about master distiller.
Not yet.
that's a lofty title there.
are you ahead of distilling everything? I mean, are you the one that runs all that? Okay,
yeah.
She's the master.
Sounds like
distiller.
You're kind of the person groomed to run the place.
Yeah. I feel like to earn the master title, I feel like you gotta.
Oh, you don't
like
have to
like
go
a master's degree.
You don't have to go to Ramsey or anything like that. You just if you're distilling everything, and you're the master distiller, I think. You do it all. Did you make this vodka that I'm drinking?
Yeah,
it's very good. Did you try it, Sharon?
I have.
And you know, we had that during the Christmas show. The vodka is like very, very clean. I mean, you don't even like taste it.
Yeah.
Is there any like? Do you do anything with the water? Do you filtrate it? Do you get it from Alaska? Where do you get your water from?
No. So it's just with our brewery, we just have a really good water system set up.
We have the best place, the Lake Michigan.
That good water, for sure. What makes our vodka a little bit different and maybe a little bit smoother than what people are used to, it is not just corn. It is corn and wheat. So wheat is a little bit more delicate tasting of a grain. So you get a little bit kind of like a sweeter, a little bit more floralness. So it kind of makes the vodka a little bit more mellow, in my opinion. So.
It's very, very good.
Because I've drank vodkas where kind of makes you kind of cringe after
right,
you
like
drink
it's rubbing
it,
alcohol.
And it doesn't have that effect at all. It's very good.
It's very,
it's very,
very
smooth.
Good. Very smooth. What's the alcohol level on that?
That is 80 proof.
80. Is that pretty normal for vodka?
Yeah.
I just drink the stuff. I don't know.
Yeah, it's pretty standard. I think maybe I'd say like our closest vodka out there on the market would be like Grey Goose.
Oh, okay.
Because they're also like a corn and wheat vodka, just for comparison. Theirs is 83 proof.
Okay.
And so ours is 80. So.
Now, Lorraine, you're at the Hammond location, right?
Correct.
Give us a little idea what the atmosphere is like when you walk in there.
And so the distillery, when you walk in, it's very elegant. We have like granite bar. The back of our bar is granite.
Don't you have these pillars in the middle of the...
In the entire building,
these huge cement. Like something called a Batman.
Correct. And
like
for a long time, that can kind of mess with our Wi-Fi a little bit.
But
it brings character to the building. It's actually a great building. It's an old warehouse. It has a lift, which still we use and operates.
Is it over by the courthouse?
It is, actually. Yeah, it's right there in Oakley and Douglas.
Mm-hmm.
And so you walk into the distillery, you have this beautiful granite tables, bar. We have a lovely merchandise table with all our bottles. Our labeling is beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And we have this gorgeous high back bar stools. And it's just a nice vibe, you know. We're just pretty chill there. You get to see all the simple syrups, which we make ourselves. Also, we make house bitters. So we try to keep everything nice and clean and in-house.
It looks very, like, streamlined.
It's very elegant.
Very, very streamlined. Now, you're in the Gary operation?
No. So the Gary location is what happened first.
First. Correct. Is that why it's called 18th Street? Was it on 18th Street? I'm just, where'd you get the name 18th Street? We'll go back to Gary.
You're hitting all kinds of good topics here. This is great.
You know what? I'll have another drink, and you tell us more.
Yes. So the Gary location is what opened 6 years ago.
Okay.
That was in Miller, right?
That's in Miller.
Yes. Yep. And so that was what the Kickstarter was for.
Mm-hmm.
And so that business right out the door was great. And we realized there was a need for a bigger location. Because the Gary location is a little bit more kind of quaint.
Mm-hmm.
And so we very quickly realized that we needed something bigger than this. So pretty much right around a year, at the Gary location.
That's a year and a half, yeah.
Yeah, a year and a half, the Hammond location was purchased, which is a huge, as Lorraine was saying, a huge, huge warehouse. It's got two floors, I'm pretty sure 8,000 square feet on each floor.
You guys utilize all that? That's all your?
We do.
Because I
we
did see on, yeah, I seen that you guys have a big warehouse, like you got pallets of beers, you know, cans of beers going out and stuff like that. That's cool.
Yeah. I mean, even if you're making beer every day, you got to think about how much grain are you using every day. Right. So you got to have somewhere to store that.
And then all the tanks.
Yeah, all the tanks, all that beer that's waiting to get shipped out to you guys. It's a lot. So the Hammond location has been around, it's been
4 years.
Four years at that location. And so just recently, within the last year and a half, the distillery portion has opened within the Hammond location.
Okay.
So it's kind of like a little like speakeasy kind of side door, I would say. Yeah. So it's like a bar within a bar.
Mm-hmm.
So there's the big brewery tap room with the kitchen window where you can kind of see them cooking and everything. Mm-hmm. And then there's the distillery bar, which seats around a little less than 50. And it's totally different vibes on both sides.
So they're separated.
Yes.
They are totally separated.
Yep. They are.
Huh. Yeah. And what's the reason behind that? Do you have to do it by law or you just decided to do it that way?
It is technically a completely separate business.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, like when the brewery does the BBB and they need our spirits over on that side, we have to sell them that bottle of spirits, even though we're in the same building. Yeah.
Not just a transfer, a requisition kind of thing.
You have separate.
I didn't know that. And then the food is, when somebody orders, you can order in both areas?
Yeah. The brewery side has a barbecue program, which is kind of just limited to them. Just because, as you know, barbecue, you smoke it for 16 hours, and you only have that much for the whole day.
Right.
So just to ensure that our brewery patrons are able to have that, you know, that's kind of their little thing just for them. So we don't have the barbecue on the distillery side, but you do get the elevated, elegant experience of the distillery.
So in the distillery, what type of food menu do you have there?
So it's everything the pub has except for the barbecue. So I know we have like a salmon platter.
Do we have cheese curds? You have your wings. We brought back poutine very recently, which is a very popular dish.
And that's the French fries with the gravy on them?
Yes, and the cheese curds.
Have you been there? Sharon, have you been there?
I've been to the one in Hammond.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the one I went to, and I liked it. It was kind of dark inside, and I remember I had one beer, and we were sitting at the bar, and there was like the surfer guy sitting there, and he was just enjoying himself. Me and my friend were there, and I had one beer, and I felt buzzed. I don't know if it was like 5%.
You were drinking the right beer then.
5% or something alcohol. Yeah.
Well,
there. It was good.
One of the beers that we brought over there today, Lucifer and a Haze, is 8.4% alcohol. Wow. So that one's up there, and you wouldn't even guess.
You guys had all the beers written on the board, and the percentages of alcohol went up as you went down the list.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I think that the one that had the highest percentage, you guys were out. It was sold out.
Do people go after the highest percentage? Do they look at that and say, I want that one?
Some people do. They do, yeah.
Really? How many beers do you have on tap, Lorraine?
On the brewery side, it's been a while since I bartended over there, but I'd say they have at least 12 to 14.
That sounds right.
And then we do have beer in the distillery as well, but it is in a can, so our selection's a little limited.
Oh,
but we try
so you
to
don't
keep
do a
variety.
Tap, so you just you have it over there offered in a can.
Correct. Yeah.
That's kind of cool. Yeah. So in Gary, I noticed the collage on the wall is a big snake, or am I right?
That's on my list. I'm going to go to the Gary one.
Did you see that one?
I know.
It's like a big cobra or it's a rattlesnake. What? And it looks jungle-ish. I mean, am I off?
I'm pretty sure that's the original Hunter label.
I think so.
Yeah.
Hunter label.
Yes.
What's that?
So Hunter is kind of one of our more well-known beers that they do in the brewery
side.
Okay, I see. It is called Hunter Double Milk Stout.
Correct.
So it is thick, creamy, chocolatey.
Yum.
It kind of gained its like notoriety.
Can I dunk toast in there?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you bring any?
Good. If we
for breakfast, I want to dunk my toast.
I could go for that right now. they it kind of gained a little bit of a following that beer because we started doing like a vertical series. Mm-hmm. So they did one that was Hunter with like orange, Hunter hazelnut, Hunter
cherry, vanilla. There's different variants of Hunter.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Yes.
Folks, you're joining us here on 89.1 FM. You're listening to Let's Eat with Sharon Jackson and me, Chef Nick. And we have the girls from 18th Street Brewery and Distillery here. We have Lorraine and Raven. And give us a call. Ask them a question. You know what? They have gift cards, so you can try their place out. 769-9577. That's 769-9577. Give us a call and check us out. I notice you guys have a lot of barrels, wooden barrels everywhere. Mm-hmm. Now, are those full or are those for just decorative purposes?
Most of them are going to be full.
Yes.
So a perk of having a distillery is that we probably empty barrels like once a week for our...
Right. So when you do your whiskey and stuff, they're in barrels.
Yes.
They're not in metal like you see with the beer.
Oh, no. So okay. It gets all that, like that that rye whiskey over there, all of that color in that bottle is going to be from the contact with the wood. So okay. There's no artificial colors or anything like that added. So when we empty those barrels, when it comes time to bottle them, we...
I get it. You get a double use because you send it over to the brewery.
You caught on,
And that's how they formulate some of their beers.
So like that Hunter that we were just talking about, they did a barrel-aged Hunter in one of the distillery's rye whiskey barrels. So that was awesome.
So, you know, when you let's get into the spirit side because that's what you're the... That's your forte, is more of the spirits. Yeah. How long does it take to make this beautiful vodka? From the time you put the water in and all that, how long does it take?
Yeah.
I mean, can I do it like in an hour or something?
Definitely not.
Okay. How long does it take?
So, from start to finish.
It doesn't take me long to drink it, but go ahead.
So, luckily, the vodka's not aged. So, that's going to cut about at least a year or two off of your time.
Really? That long? Mm-hmm. Wow.
So your vodka is going to be a lot quicker than that, being a clear spirit. So I would say if you asked me right now to make you some vodka start to finish, I could bring it to you in like 10 days.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Now, how about the whiskeys? The whiskey and the... you do bourbon, too.
Yes.
Well, tell us what you do. What are the spirits that you do make?
Yeah. So our spirits that we do, obviously we do a vodka and a rye whiskey, which we brought with us here today. We have a bourbon. We kind of did a one-off kind of two-year edition of our bourbon, which is a special item. It's at the distillery right now.
It is.
We have a white rum and then a single malt that we actually... just kind of sold out of, so that one's going to be back in a few months. So we're looking at 6 or 7 products.
And then we also do the barrel-rested gin.
Oh, and the barrel-rested gin.
And then we had a coffee whiskey as well.
Well, that sounds good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I bet you that's real. So how, like the whiskeys and the rye, how long does something like that take? You're talking years?
Yes.
Definitely. Yeah.
Really? So you got to really, it's like a ongoing thing. You're constantly producing because you're, whatever you produce 2 years, you're selling, and then you're trying to keep up. Wow, I didn't think it was that long of a process.
Yeah.
I really didn't think that. I thought it was like a few weeks or something like that, and you'd have some whiskey.
It's cool, the things you learn.
I always just, I don't know, food coloring and rubbing alcohol. I thought it would work. But who we got online there?
From Portage, Sharita.
Hi.
Hey, Sharita.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. You got a question for our ladies here from the 18th Street Brewery?
I do. I have really become, in recent years, interested in locally distilled vodka. And there's a really good vodka out of Fort Wayne called Harvester. And I wondered, are you going to be selling it, or are you already selling it by the bottle retail?
Yes. So our vodka, I believe right now it's just in our tasting lounge. But we are working on getting vodka out to a lot of local liquor stores. So right now we are distributing through Crossroad Vintners, I believe, through Indiana. So I'll let them know that you want that vodka, and we'll get that on the shelves for you.
That would be great.
So right now you can purchase the vodka from liquor stores? Not yet.
Not yet.
But can they buy a bottle from you? If they drove the hammer, they can... You hear that?
You can get a bottle right now.
Oh, how about the Gary? Can you sell it?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yep, at Gary as well.
Does that answer your question?
That does.
You know, and let me tell you this. The vodka is, like, very, very smooth. I mean, I can take a bath in it, and I probably won't even smell like vodka. I mean, it's that good. It's very, very good. I've already had my second glass, and I gotta cool it, or I'm not going to be able to finish this show. So thanks for calling in. And we're going to send you out a gift card to 18th Street Brewery and Distillery out of Gary, out of Hammond. And Raven's going to tell us about their new location they just opened up, too. Sound good?
That sounds perfect. Thank you so much.
You know what? You have a great weekend, okay?
Thanks. You too.
Folks, just dial in 769-9577, 769-9577. And you know what? Get a gift card from Lorraine and Raven. They got them there, and I'm just going to steal them from them and send them out to you. So give us a call.
You are listening to Let's Eat with Chef Nick. Thanks for listening. Give Chef Nick a call at 219-769-9577 to take part in the conversation or ask a question, and you could win a gift card to Chef Nick's Eatery in Winfield, or you could win a prize from one of his guests. 219-769-9577. That'll get you right to Chef Nick at Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM.
Welcome back. And you know what? And call in and get that gift card from 18th Street Brewery. I mean, what a way to save. You can go out and get a few drinks just on Raven and Lorraine.
That's nice. That's a nice way to do it.
I know.
Yes, absolutely.
So, Raven, I guess you guys just opened up a new location today.
Yeah, today is the grand opening.
And tell us where it's at and how that operation compares to the Gary and Hammond operation. Maybe it's different. Maybe you offer more. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I would say probably closest to... closest to the Gary location as far as size. It's going to be a little bit smaller, more quaint. Just a few tables and a really nice kind of high-end bar. Mm-hmm. I know there's similar to the Hammond location, they did a lot of work with, like, beautiful artwork and murals on the wall, like how you talked about the Hunter mural being up at the Gary location. They do not have the spirits over there yet, but I think that they're going to be coming within the next few months. We're working on that, but 20 taps.
Wow.
Wow.
You guys brew 20 beers, different beers?
Yeah.
Easily,
oh,
yes.
My gosh.
Yeah.
That's probably more than I've heard most of the breweries do. And we've had a lot of breweries on, and I don't think we've seen 20 taps before.
Mm-mm.
So, Lorraine, you know, behind your bar there, mm-hmm. is it just the spirits and whiskeys that 18th Street makes, or do you have other ones?
Nope. It's all that we make. The bitters, like I said, as well. Everything that we have is 18th Street.
So there's no Smirnoff?
No
or
Tito's, any... no anything. No.
Okay.
Yeah. At first, when we found out, so the way that it works is we have an artisan distillery permit. So that means legally you can only sell product that you make 100% in-house.
Oh.
So we can't use, like, vermouth or anything like that. So we'd have people come in and they'd be like, oh, I want a gin martini, and I'd be like, I'm sorry, we can't make you that. And so we kind of had to explain that to our customers, you know, like, this isn't something that we think limits us. It's a way for you to be able to taste our spirit and mm-hmm. let our spirit shine. So because of that, we kind of have to be a little bit more creative.
It's like local flair. It's
yeah.
like you're having something specialized.
Yeah,
something
definitely.
That is just this. You know?
But doesn't that give you ideas to make more things?
Yeah, exactly.
So when you start getting a call and you seem like, oh, I can't seem to meet that demand,
mm-hmm.
do you end up producing that demand?
Yeah, so we've tried with some of our cocktails to, okay, you know, we noticed that people are really wanting this flavor, but we can't really do that. So what's a way that I could do it? Okay, maybe I'll use a spicy bitters in a cocktail to kind of replicate that flavor. Or maybe I'll make a pomegranate liqueur.
Ooh, that sounds
like
good.
That's in...
as long as it got no seeds in there.
No seeds. That's in one of our cocktails on the menu right now. We have one with a pomegranate liqueur to kind of replicate, you know, a different spirit. So
you have to make all the ingredients.
Yep.
So when you come up with a new spirit, do you have to get it... authorized by the state, or can you just make any spirit you want underneath your
if we're gonna send it out,
mm-hmm.
we have to get approval on it.
Okay.
Yeah, like,
but if it's in-house, you can make anything
much.
You want.
Yeah, as long as it's properly labeled and proper alcohol content is listed on it, yeah, we can pretty much do whatever.
Folks, if you want to try their vodka, which I've tried. Call in 769-9577, 769-9577, and talk to the ladies from 18th Street Brewery and Distillery. Everyone thinks that they're just beer, but really they got spirits, they got food, and they do have the beer. Lorraine.
Yes.
I noticed when you brought in, you have different ice cubes for different things.
We do. So we make a very good old-fashioned, and I stand by that.
And we're going to make one here soon, aren't
yes,
we?
I
Maybe
will.
After we talk about this.
I will.
Just add on to my rest of my stuff here.
And so we use the big ice cube, which melts a little bit slower, so it doesn't water down the spirit. And so, yeah.
So the ice cube that... Those ice cubes, how many different types of ice cubes do you have in house?
Well, we have crushed ice, we have cubed ice, and then we have the old fashioned, ice cube.
Okay, now is there a different machine you got a different ice machine for that? Or
we do, yeah. We have the two different ice machines, and then we actually make the big ice cubes with the molds and everything, and we use RO water.
Uh huh.
So,
yeah. Use what kind of RO?
The water from.
Yeah, she's tapping me. She goes, you talk about the water. It's reverse osmosis water.
Yes. Oh, so you got the reverse osmosis.
Yes. So it's like the purest water out there. It,
it's clean.
It's supposed to help your ice cube not be hazy.
Okay.
So makes it a little bit more clear, so it looks a little bit more appealing in your drink.
Those mm-hmm. are the ones you see in the ads
yeah.
where they look perfect and they're crystal
yeah.
clear.
Mm-hmm. So
yes.
The advantage of that, too, is that there's no like calcium or like lime or
right.
anything that could taint the taste of your spirit.
So. You use that for the beer?
We do not.
No, you just go straight off the tap on the beer. So what's the best-selling spirit?
Ooh, I'd say our rye whiskey, definitely. And then second is our gin.
Not the vodka?
Mm-mm.
That's surprising.
Vodka's kind of newer for us.
Oh, is that a new item?
We just recently started doing, what would you say?
6 months ago, maybe?
Yeah, six
months. Right around the Christmas show.
Yeah, so it hasn't even hit the liquor store shelves yet, the vodka. We're kind of keeping it all for us right now because it's still a little bit newer.
But you can produce it faster, which is good.
Yeah.
So when you say the liquor stores, is there any stores that you can name that the public out there would know to go there and maybe find your products?
Yeah, we are always at Wise Guys. We love Wise Guys.
Okay.
Yep. I believe there's three different locations mm-hmm. in the region.
Right.
So that's kind of the big go-to that I say if you're looking for our spirits, you know, check out Wise Guys.
Beer, what's probably your best-selling beer?
Our best-selling beer? I'd say it's between Candy Crushable and Sex and Candy.
But what's it with the candy? People like candy?
Yeah. It's
not sweet, I'm sure.
No, it's so the addition of lactose sugar in those beers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So what that does is lactose sugar doesn't ferment. It kind of just gives you a little bit more of like a little bit more decadent mouthfeel, mm-hmm. Which people really, really like.
Do you have a favorite drink?
Ooh, favorite drink.
What do you mean it gives you a more decadent mouthfeel? Like it's a different consistency of sugar? It's liquefied or what?
A little bit. It's a little bit thicker on the palate, so the flavors kind of stay in your mouth a little bit longer.
Okay.
Opposed to something like a Miller Lite where your flavor will kind of dissolve a little quicker.
Okay.
So the lactose sugar kind of makes it linger a little longer. Yeah.
Nice. I never knew about that. So what is your favorite drink?
I like our classic gin and tonic, to be honest. We kind of take it to the next level. We do like some juniper berries floating in it. We do some lemon and lime peel and fresh thyme.
Mm-hmm.
And we use a Mediterranean tonic, which really helps our gin pop.
Mm-hmm.
You were making those at the Christmas party, maybe?
Yes,
is
we
that
were.
What you, is yeah. that what you, that's what we had?
Yeah, with the little sprigs of thyme sticking
good.
Off of them.
That
yeah.
was
yes,
real good.
I remember that.
Yeah.
That was very good.
You do remember.
Good memory.
I remember
that. Yeah.
3 hours of
that,
that show.
Forget. Yeah, that was good.
Lorraine, what's your favorite drink?
I really like our lavender gimlets.
Ooh, that's nice.
Does it have it actually have a lamp lavender in it?
We do make a lavender simple and a little bit of fresh lime juice and our gin, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
So... If you were to go order off the menu, what do you guys like?
Food-wise?
Yeah.
Hmm.
I always start with cheese curds.
You like
we
the cheese
We make this really good tomato aioli with it. And I like the burger with the egg, the bacon, everything on it.
And how about you, Raven?
Brisket tacos.
You know, I saw those. Those look good.
Yeah.
You probably sell a lot of tacos out there.
We sell a lot of tacos.
Yeah. A lot of tacos. Folks,
sounds good.
If you want to ask some questions to the girls from the 18th Street Brewery and Distillery, we got Raven here. We got Lorraine here. They took some time out in their day to visit us here at 89.1 FM. Let's eat. Call in 769-9577, 769-9577, and get a gift card from Raven or Lorraine.
So did you say already, how's the new the grand opening day at the new location?
Yeah, so we had the soft open last week, which is kind of just like industry folks, you know, test the waters. Mm-hmm. That way you can kind of work out any bugs that you have. So that was last week. And then today is the grand opening.
Have you heard anything?
No, not yet. I think that they just kind of opened. I think it was noon today. So they probably got a line out the door. Who knows?
So do you guys do seasonal? I mean, like with your whiskeys or your beers, are there any seasonal items you do? Do you add peppermint to anything? Or?
So our drinks, actually, our menu is rotating. With all the new things coming out, we try to keep it fresh. So, like, during the winter, we had, like, a peppermint drink with our coffee whiskey. Right now, we have, like, a whiskey sour, but with cranberry juice, so it's kind of more seasonal looking. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Now, do you have entertainment?
Occasionally, we do in the
distillery. And is that in both spots?
The brewery usually has things pretty regularly. I would say in the distillery, we're having something maybe about every 3 weeks.
Yeah.
An acoustic singer. We had somebody come in and sing like off Frank Sinatra songs.
Yeah, that Frank Sinatra guy was awesome.
We did a DJ night for a while.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah. So who was
the Frank Sinatra
media
guy? Was he a young guy?
I think he was fairly... I don't remember.
We had somebody on here that did Frank Sinatra, and he sang and stuff. He had a steakhouse.
Yes, I do remember that.
Yeah, he did that. He did all
those. He was a young guy, entrepreneur, just opened up, yeah.
So do you have, like, jam night? I mean, like, where you got bands, or it's all acoustic, kind of laid back, a little bit more relaxed?
We've had some non-acoustic acts, mm-hmm. but I think that, you know, it's... The distillery is more of a chill vibe.
Any comedians?
It's more of a, like a lounge setting. No, but that's a good idea. I'm going to steal that from you.
Okay, so right now we're in the weather's kind of like gloomy, and except for Sunday, I guess it's going to be beautiful out.
Like 53 degrees or something.
You guys got any outside seating, anything like that? Do you offer any of that?
So the
like
brewery does.
Al fresco, as they like to say?
Yes. The brewery has a patio, which is dog-friendly.
I'd say there's
probably about between 17 picnic benches out there. At the distillery, we don't have outside seating, but we have these beautiful, like, large garage-style windows that we throw open in the summer.
Okay, that's
so you get to, like, look out into the street, get some fresh air in. The music blaring brings people in sometimes.
What's the address to the Hammond store?
5417 Oakley Avenue in Hammond, Indiana.
Well, you know what? And you didn't answer this question. Why is it 18th Street Brewery?
Yes. Okay. We got it. You're right. We went around that one. So
is that secret for some reason?
No. So at the time that our owner, Drew, was working at Pipeworks, he lived on 18th Street in Chicago.
Okay.
So in the Pilsen neighborhood, which is now a super up-and-coming awesome kind of Latino hotspot. It's a great area over there. So it's kind of an ode to where it all started.
That's where you first started brewing things and started playing around with it.
Yeah.
And what was his previous occupation?
Hotel industry.
Oh.
Yeah. So kind of, I feel like that's kind of where he got like the business tips and tricks, a little bit more high end. So customer service, always a priority, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's your favorite thing about your jobs, both of you?
Ooh, okay, I know. I like that I have freedom. I feel like, you know, if one day I woke up and I wanted to make a blackberry liqueur and I wanted to sell it, I feel like I could actually do that at my job. And I feel like not a lot of people can say that.
Mm-hmm. That's nice.
I feel like I'm trusted, and it's a good, really good feeling.
Respected as a professional.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
It's really cool.
Yeah. What about you, Lorraine?
The creativity that Raven's talking about, all the drinks on the menu have been come up by bartenders, so they really welcome that. Every time a new spirit comes out, they're like, what can we make with this? So we have a little bit of access with that. I just like coming into work every day and seeing my regulars, or just, I never know who's going to be at the bar. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. What they might want to drink, what they might want to eat, and being able to help them with that.
Now, this might be a kind of a cheesy question, but has any celebrities ever come in there? I'm
not
just curious.
That I've ever seen.
Okay. Like David Letterman, you ever go walking into 18th Street?
I would.
Yeah. Party rooms. Can people like reserve a room and have a party there, or, you know, do you offer that?
Yes. So if you've ever been to the Hammond location, behind the bar there's this huge area that we kind of refer to as the barrel room.
Okay. And it's is that the one that has all barrels against the wall?
Yeah.
Okay, I seen that. Okay.
Yeah. So that space we offer for like private events works great for. We recently did a pretty big wedding, which was awesome. You know, baby showers are really easy to do.
Yeah.
But the advantage of the distillery is that you know, since it seats about 50 people, that's kind of like a smaller, more like private,
right,
elevated space. So we've actually done some private events in just the distillery, mm-hmm, as well. Like rent out the distillery for a day. It's been going great.
No children, though.
No, yeah, not on the distillery side, but well, on the brewery side, yes.
Really?
Yeah.
So you are kids. You can have kids in there. And stuff.
Yep, on the brewery. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't realize that. Just tell us: are the hours of operation the same for both locations?
You wanna go?
Yes. So Hammond Brewery is open every day from 11 until 10 in the evening.
Oh, that's a nice hour.
The distillery, Monday through Thursday, we open up at 4 and we close at 10.
Okay.
Friday and Saturday, we open at 11 with the brewery and we close at midnight. And then Sundays, 2 to 8.
2 to 8. Those are reasonable hours, especially mm-hmm for a brewery and a distillery. I mean, I think a lot of the places are starting to scale back on how late they're open too. It seems like a lot of places are closing more around midnight, 1 o'clock.
Yeah,
when I was a kid, they'd be open to 3 or 4 in the morning.
They don't want to spend their entire lives working.
I you know what? That's why I do food.
Nothing good happens after
I
midnight.
Do food. No bakery. Right, no, right. Who do you got on the line?
Yeah, Gregory from Gary.
Gregory, how are you?
I'm just fine. How are you?
Good. You got a question for either Lorraine or Raven from the 18th Street Brewery and Distillery?
I do. My question is this: what is the most popular beer that you find people like, and what is your take on IPAs? Kind of a two-sided question.
Most popular, I feel like what we get the most is Sex and Candy. Yeah, I don't know. It's
we
just
all would
been
like that, Raven, but you know, we all got to work.
Yeah, it's just kind of been the beer that's stuck with us the most.
Do you think it's because of name? Do you think names do something? I mean, does it?
I think it's memorable.
Uh-huh.
I think it's pretty hard to forget that name.
Uh-huh.
So I feel like it helps. But it's clean. It's made super clean, super fresh, and straightforward to the point for an IPA. So I feel like people respect that about the beer.
Gregory, have you visited the 18th Street?
Well, you know, I actually live in Miller, so I've been to the one here in Miller, but I've not been to the one in Hammond yet.
Oh, now, well, now you're going to have a
gift card.
A distillery gift card coming your way, so now you got to come.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Now, Greg, go ahead.
I was going to say, you folks, you also distill liquor?
Yeah, so I work for the distillery portion for the 18th Street, yeah.
Cool. And what sorts of, do you make whiskeys? What do you have?
Yeah. So as far as our aged spirits, we have a rye whiskey. We have two different proofs of bourbon right now. There is a vodka, gin, white rum, and then some of our more seasonal stuff coming out on Monday is going to be our barrel-rested gin, which is a gin that was in a bourbon barrel. And then around wintertime, we like doing our coffee whiskey. So we've got kind of options for everybody.
Now, wow, that's really quite unusual to hear about a gin aged in a whiskey can.
Yeah, once you've had it, though, a lot of people say that. It kind of just brings out a little bit of the more earthy notes of the gin. So the way that I describe it is it kind of has a little bit of like a eucalyptus pop to it. It's really unique.
Excellent.
Now, when you visit there, what do you usually get?
When I go there?
Yeah.
I usually get one of the IPAs, although I think last time, I forget what it was. It was something more unusual. It's been a couple of weeks, so I don't really remember, but it was quite tasty.
How's the food menu there?
It's good. It's good.
Okay, good. So what we're going to do is I'm going to grab a gift card from Raven and Lorraine. from the 18th Street Brewery, and we're going to send you out a gift card so you can try the distillery, which I'm telling you right now, Gregory, go for the vodka.
The vodka?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. I'll try that.
Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Folks, we got about 10 minutes left. Give us a call, 769-9577, 769-9577, and speak to the girls from the 18th Street Brewery and pick yourself up a gift card, and we'll mail it out to you. Who comes up with the names?
For beers?
Yeah.
Or?
Oh, vodka's vodka, I guess. I mean, the Russians must have done that one, but for the beers, who comes up with the names?
Usually our head brewer, Rich, or the owner, Drew.
Yeah.
Usually they'll kind of sit down together and figure it out.
Okay. Yeah. So, Lorraine, are you going to make us an old-fashioned?
I was just about to say that, yes.
Folks, we're going to have Lorraine go over here, and she's going to stir us up an old-fashioned. And I don't know, does vodka and what's in an old-fashioned?
Old-fashioned, we do
I'm from the 80s. We just had screwballs and highballs or high, I don't know.
We do ours with our rye whiskey because that's how our owner, Drew, preferred them. And it's kind of grown on all of us. A lot of people were like, oh, bourbon old-fashioned is the only way to go. But once you've had a rye old-fashioned, I don't know, man, it'll change your life.
She's going to make it right now? So what's in an old-fashioned?
So an old-fashioned is a pretty straightforward cocktail. So it's made with minimal ingredients, so it's really easy to do at home. We do ours I'm watching her right now, so we kind of got a little mini version for you right now. It is 1.25 ounces of our rye whiskey and then 0.25 ounces of Demerara simple syrup. So Demerara sugar is kind of just like a brown cane sugar, you know, like that sugar in the raw that you get. So we make a really thick, really awesome simple syrup out of that. And then we do a few dashes of our house-made orange bitters to give it a little bit of like that citrus element as well. Mm-hmm. It gets gently stirred with ice, and then it gets strained into your glass and a lemon peel expressed over the top. So that way the lemon oils, you get that fragrance while you're drinking the cocktail.
I see Kelly's over there like helping Lorraine.
I know.
Kelly, you a bar back? You're the bar back, aren't you? I see Lorraine over there. So as Lorraine's making the old-fashioned, who we got on the line there?
Oh, yes. We have Mike.
Mike.
From Chesterton.
Mike, how are you, man?
Good. How's it going?
Oh, believe me, once I get this old-fashioned, it's even going to make it better for me. You got a question for the ladies from 18th Street Brewery?
I do. There are so many breweries popping up everywhere, it seems like. And my question is, where do you have the time to sit down and concoct all these ideas of like, we're going to mix this and make that and it's going to taste this way? It blows my mind that everywhere I go to, there's all these different beers everywhere.
Yeah. I mean, it's just something you have to do. Like, I mean, you said it yourself, there's so many breweries and, you know, so many now distilleries are seeming to pop up a little bit more too. You just got to, there's no other choice, you know. If you want to stay relevant and you want to get customers in, you just got to constantly have, all right, what's the next big flavor that's going to come out? What's the next big beer style, you know?
Who does that tasting? Like, you got your own little group of people, or do you have, like, a special brewmaster that, or somebody that
Someone that doesn't
talent?
Drive.
As far as, like, on the distillery side, what we'll do, we'll usually kind of, like, have a little meeting, and, all right, everybody's required to bring one cocktail idea to the table. And so then we'll all sit down, we'll get feedback from everybody. So that's on the distillery side. On the brewery side, it's, you know, kind of a little bit collaborative as well. You know, I know like one of our cellarmen had an idea to use a certain type of barrel, and then that kind of stemmed into, okay, well, how about we do this? And then it ended up being, you know, three or four different members of our team had their hands in making a beer, which is really cool.
Now, have you been to the brewery or the distillery?
I have not. However, I've tried them at other places, and they are very good.
So what we're going to do is we're going to send you out a gift card because Raven's got a gift card and Lorraine's got a gift card, and we're going to send you out a gift card to the 18th Street Brewery. They got one in Miller, one in Hammond, and you know what? I'd say try the spirits. The spirits, you can get, there's beers all over the place, but you know what? There's not too many people distilling yet, and they got some great stuff. And this old-fashioned I'm drinking is pretty terrific.
Makes me thirsty.
So we'll be sending you out a gift card, okay?
I appreciate it. Thanks, girls.
Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
So Lorraine made this old-fashioned. Did you try it?
I did. It's delicious.
It is.
It's delicious.
So our big ice cube didn't fit in our tiny glass.
It didn't fit.
That's okay. Oh, that's okay.
I know.
So sorry, you guys got gluten-free items? I mean, there's all these people with the gluten-free. I mean, actually, you guys are younger, so you're probably into that trend.
No.
Me, when I was a kid, like I said, healthy was eating a slice of wheat bread. But right. Now it's a little bit different.
It's a lot more sophisticated now.
We get asked that a lot. As far as spirits go, so technically, distillation is supposed to remove the gluten.
Oh, really?
But just like how you get those little warning labels, like does not contain peanuts, but it's processed in a facility that contains peanuts. So that's kind of what we have to say. Like,
so you're not like certified gluten-free,
yeah.
But you're saying that they're gluten-free.
Yeah.
And so, the menu, we do have some items as well. That
yes, food items.
And or
definitely.
Vegan.
What
we
are
do
they?
Cater. So the brisket tacos are gluten-free, vegan, the cheese curds are vegan, things like that.
Nice. Yeah.
So, Lorraine, do glassware make a big difference?
I think that it does. Not only in the presentation, well, mainly the presentation, but like the glasses that we use for the old-fashioned, they're not wide enough in order to put that nice ice cube.
Yeah, that ice
where
cube.
Where the old-fashioned just kind of falls right over it. Some of our glassware, we use crushed ice for some of the drinks. We even have, like, sometimes our seasonal drinks come in, like, tiki-style glasses.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, this old-fashioned has an aroma to me that almost, for some reason, when I drink it, it reminds me of Christmas. I don't know. There's no cinnamon in here, is there?
No.
What am I tasting again?
So maybe that would be there. There's a little bit of spice in
That's what it is.
So the rye malt that we use to make our rye whiskey. So a characteristic of rye is that it does have a little bit of a spicy quality to it. People kind of describe it as like carrot cake.
Right.
Almost carrot cake.
That's what I'm
taste.
Tasting. Mm-hmm. Do you taste a little bit of that or no, Sharon?
Yes, I do taste spice.
Like a little bit of a flavor?
Like a little bit of a punch, a little
so
bit of a bite.
Do you guys have been in any contests? I mean, there's all kinds of stuff out there for, you know, breweries and distilleries. I mean, yes. Is there anything that you can champion about?
Yeah, we've entered a lot of different like spirit competitions over the last 2 years. A lot of silver and a lot of bronze. Just recently, we did get our first gold medal, which is really exciting.
Thank you.
It was through the Beverage Tasting Institute, which we actually hand delivered our bottles to Chicago. So I know the Tasting Institute is out of Chicago. And so our gin won a gold medal.
That's very good.
Yeah, that
That's
happened probably about, I don't know, maybe a few months back.
Well, Sharon, we just ran through a whole hour.
I know, that was really fast.
Did you guys think it was fast?
Really
fast.
I do.
I want to thank all the people for calling in. You guys got the last minute, 30 seconds each. What would you like to say, Lorraine?
Come on out to 18th Street Distillery if you haven't been before, and the brewery. We have a little bit of beer on one side. Come over to the distillery, have a spirit. We also, which we didn't touch on today, have a tap room down the block called the Sour Note Brewing.
Okay.
That's only open on Friday and Saturday evenings. He's doing sours, gozes out there. Sours and gozes are a different style of beer.
So what is it? Where's that located?
Right down the block, still on Oakley. The exact address, I'm not quite sure. We'll get that for you.
Raven, you got 30 seconds. What you got to tell us?
Yeah.
Anything?
Something that we're really proud of is, like you kind of touched on our events and more event-based style stuff that we are doing. We have a Valentine's cocktail class coming up. So there's two class offerings. There's the 14th and the 15th. You're going to learn about vodka. You're going to actually learn how to make and shake up two different cocktails in the class, and we have a dessert pairing with it.
Super Bowl. We did the Super Bowl. We did promo. You did anything for Super Bowl?
Super Bowl. We have a case deal that we're doing on the brewery side.
Okay.
$45 for a mixed case of beer of your choice.
Well,
so pretty good deal.
We want to thank Lorraine, and we want to thank we could have spent a lot more time.
Oh, yeah.
I want to thank Lorraine, and we want to thank Raven from the 18th Street Breweries for stopping in, for bringing all these delicious treats. We want everyone out there to have a great weekend. I want to thank Sharon for running the boards and being a great producer and being my co-anchor,
thank
I guess.
You.
And I want everyone out there to have a safe weekend. And all else I got to say is, like always, Yasu!